Them days are over with. I used to do that like in my freshman year. You'd see in a big stadium and stuff like that. But now it's like, I tell myself this. I was born to be here. I've been praying for this opportunity. And when you've been waiting for this so long, there's no need to be nervous. There's no need to be shocked. Just let yourself know, you know, I'm here for a reason. So I'm excited for the opportunity, and I can't wait to experience it.
You guys had a couple games when you were at UCLA that people said, they ain't winning this game. You're going as underdogs. It doesn't happen that much in the NFL, but this is a big underdog game for you.
Yeah, of course.
That?
Of course, because, you know, they're defending champions, and they deserve everything they have, and, you know, they are as good as advertised. They have a great system, great players, and I can really say that this is the best team I've ever played against so far. And, you got to tip your hat off them. They're doing a great job there.
Can that work as motivation, you know, playing with the chip on your shoulder? People say, these guys.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the Broncos always have a chip on their shoulder because my previous years of not doing so well, and that's why we have a whole new look, a whole new swag to us, a whole new coaching staff to where we can change things around. So every week you should always feel like, you know, you're the underdog, and that'll make the best come out of you.
Last thing for you, looks like this week you got Elvis coming back, Oakwood Champ coming back. Be nice. Yeah, Coach just said you fight a lot better with all your soldiers.
Oh yeah, we look different too. We look bigger, we look stronger, we look more experienced, so it's a good thing. But the guys who was playing before, they did a fantastic job, and I'm happy for those guys. I'm happy to see one of my favorite players of all time back, Champ. So, you know, it's a good thing, man. And it was tough without him at first, and now they're back, it's like I feel more comfortable.
There you go. Right. Thanks, man.
Considering the environment and the offense they're gonna have out there in the field, how important is gonna be communication with you guys?
Oh yeah, communication is always the key, no matter what. You know, communication is always the key, but also playing as one. You know, playing hard, having 11 hats at the ball every time. So I think we'll be fine. You know, it's going to be a tough challenge, and they're not going to let down at all, and they are as good as advertised, like I said.
Aaron Rodgers is so efficient. Just seems like not a lot of balls hit the ground. He's hitting all of his guys. What's he doing?
You know, as I look at him, he's a humble guy. I can tell he has great work ethic. And not only is he a great quarterback, but the guys around him are great. So that makes everybody else great. So he's a leader. He's a captain. And, you know, I always felt that before this year, he's been that type of quarterback. So I'm looking forward to the challenge, and it's going to be a good